This past week, a whole bunch of new laws came to life in New Jersey. No, some of them actually make sense, believe it or not. Well, for example, new state law allows drivers here in New Jersey to display your vehicle registration on your smartphone or tablet, for example. This doesn't go into effect immediately. New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission has 18 months now to develop and offer electronic registrations in some sort of setup that deters counterfeit documents. New law allows drivers to photograph their state-issued vehicle registration, show a stored copy when required. There's only two other states, Michigan and Tennessee, that allow this as an option, and this could help some drivers avoid punishment for failing to show vehicle registration. Well, that's kind of costly, $180 fine, if you're driving without that piece of paper, laminated or whatever. Yeah, there are some people have a problem with this new law, claiming it'll give police access to their phones. Just calm down. You'll just have to show your registration on your phone screen to the cop, not hand your phone over so they can check out the photos of you and your brother-in-law last month at the strip club. Some of the other bills Murphy signed into law this past week. New Jersey will prohibit the sale of cosmetic products that were tested on animals. The state previously had outlawed animal testing for products when a validated and alternate method existed. But this law prohibits the sale of such products even if the animals were tested out of state. This one takes effect March 1st. Violators will get hit with a $1,000 fine per sale. Now, the law requires real estate brokers and salespeople to develop property condition disclosure statements, indicate the presence of lead plumbing in residential properties. That one takes effect immediately. Mobile barbershops and hair salons can become a reality. New law allows the Board of Cosmetology Hairstyling licensees to provide services in specially equipped trucks or trailers. This is pretty monumental. New Jersey had been the same state which once made becoming a licensed hair braider about as difficult as getting a medical degree. New law requires the New Jersey Department of Health to develop a statewide plan for infection control and prevention infrastructure improvements in nursing homes. Nicely finally showed up, isn't it? Process would include assessing nursing homes for data such as the number of single resident rooms in each home, survey of heating, ventilation, air conditioning. New state law ensures that children can operate temporary businesses like lemonade stands without needing municipal permits. Now don't roll your eyes. This is actually necessary. This has happened where neighborhood no-lifes, when they see a kid set up a lemonade stand, call the town officials to report it. And the, I guess now old law being what it was, there have actually been cases where the police were sent to that home where the lemonade stand was set up and ordered it shut down. I kid you not. Some other new laws now in the books. The establishment of certain minimum and maximum temperatures in rooming and boarding houses, dementia care homes, certain nursing homes, residential health care facilities. Requirement that certain student ID cards contain telephone numbers for suicide prevention hotlines. New law permits counties and municipalities to bond, also known as borrowing, for alternative fuel vehicles. You'll now be able to make a voluntary contribution on your gross income tax return for Special Olympics New Jersey. And there's now a requirement for the Department of Health to publish total number of COVID-19 deaths and cases in long-term care facilities. There are two reactions to that bill becoming law. It's about time. And oh, sure, now.